It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Today, our first special guest is Trinity Gardner. Hey, Miss Trinity.
Hey,
she's
how's it going?
Back with us.
She's been in here before, and see, I was so stupid, I forgot, and I was like, you look familiar. It's kind of like she sat in that chair. That's why she looked familiar.
So you're looking at me. We weren't going to tell anybody you were stupid.
Oh, okay.
We were just going to let
That's
them think
okay.
it.
I admit to my faulty memory. But anyway, Trinity is here for domestic violence prevention, and you've got a special Santa store. Tell us about that.
Yes.
Love the idea of Santa store.
It's a big thing for us. One of our favorite times of year to serve our clients. And what it is a lot of, as many of you know, our clients are leaving abusive situations and they have little of nothing. They don't have their birth certificates. They don't have social security cards, driver's license, or anything to apply to other programs. And so we started the Santa store to service our clients for their Christmas needs for their children. Around Christmas time, which this year is December 18th to the 20th, our clients get to shop for free for their children, for their complete Christmases.
That's such a big deal. You know, I mean, this is, you know, not only is it the celebration of our Lord and Savior, that's Christmas, but we've always, you know, put the toys and Santa Claus with it, and Santa Claus got to see everybody.
Yeah, and you mentioned two things that I think stuck out to me. One is the fact that nobody else is servicing these people as far as helping them with toys.
Yeah, they're not on any other kind of
program or list. And then the second thing was, you and talk about it a little bit, is the moms and everything get to come in there and actually shop.
Yeah, so one of our main goals at Domestic Violence Prevention is to empower our parents and our women and our men that we serve. And one way of doing that around the Christmas time is allowing them to shop for their kids. They give us their children's Christmas wish needs, and we can sit there and provide those needs, and they get to come in and shop and pick out those presents for their kids. And that just gives them such joy and happiness and makes them just stronger and empowered around this time of year. And it helps them a lot.
And I love the way that you put it. I mean, it's laid out. It is the Santa store. It really is. And we need donations. And there's a ton of people out here that want to help. So how do we go about doing that?
Yeah, so we are looking for monetary donations from businesses and just from people in the community. You can mail checks to our location here in Texarkana, which is 424 Spruce Street, or you can come by and drop those off as well. But if you can't provide money, we also need new unwrapped toys.
Okay.
For our kids.
And you said you're trying to help up to 175?
175 kids this year. Uh-huh.
You've been doing this now.
This is the fourth year.
Fourth year.
We've been doing the Santa store.
This is the fourth year.
This is the fourth year.
And so last year you were able to, how many kids?
We serviced 149 kids last year.
So right at 150.
Up about 25 or 6 or so.
And there are that many children. I mean, think about it. These women, and sometimes
abusive
men.
Abusive relationships.
They're only able to get out with what they're wearing on at the time. This is such a huge deal. We want you to follow them on Facebook. It's, you know, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. here in Texarkana. They'll keep you up to date with status updates, I guess, on the Santa store.
You said the store part of it's coming up around the 18th to the 20th?
Yes, of December.
But you need to get donations or toys before that, right?
Yeah, we need to get everything in probably the week prior so we can set up our store in our secure location, get them all ready for the clients to shop and wrap.
Now, what are the various ways that they can help you out as far as getting assistance to you or the toys? What are some sites they can go to?
You mean like where they can drop off stuff?
Yeah, if they want to drop off stuff or if they want to make a monetary donation.
Yeah, so coming by our location either in Hope, Atlanta, or Texarkana, and you can mail a check if you have a check or want to do money that way, or you can bring it by our office Monday through Friday.
So, yeah, covering Cass County, you got Hope, you got...
Well, since here, you got a 10-county area.
Yeah,
right?
We service 10 counties.
Yeah, I mean, but those are the locations to make the donation. Right. They have such a huge mission at Domestic Violence Prevention. That this is, it's such a great thing. I kept up with it last year really well, and you were posting the pictures of different businesses that were coming in. We'd like to extend an invitation to anybody that helps out the Domestic Violence Prevention Santa store. We'd like them to come in and on the radio, go in here, and our podcast, or our video, you know, everything else we're doing. Issue challenges. You know, if you get, let's say you get a fence company comes in and they donate $250. They want to challenge other fence companies. We'd like to make that challenge here.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it though?
And great idea.
That's a great idea. Let's go.
But you'll have to bring them. You'll have to keep up with it because we're way too irresponsible, lazy. Immature.
I'll speak for yourself.
Well, ask Anna. She'll tell anybody. So she'll tell you. All right, so we got Miss Trinity Gardner, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., on the Two Old Men in the Morning Show. Kind of weird up here, huh?
I'm getting used to it.
She's... She's still just a baby.
Well, you're hard to get. You're
more
difficult
25.
To get used to. There's no doubt. I'm still trying to get used to.
So here we are. We've got Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., and we've been talking about Santa Store 2019, this being the fourth year now, and trying to serve 175 kids. So we're looking at a need of $17,500.
Yes.
To do that. Mm-hmm. All proceeds, all funds that are raised between now and December. When is the store, did you say it was 18th through 20th?
Yes.
Is all going to go towards Santa Store. Part of that is our good friend, we'll call him our area celebrity chef, Jeff Loving, is moving on. He's going to cook at these hunting lodges and whatnot up in Wyoming and
Colorado
yeah, and all up in there. So, but part of it is he's throwing this big party tomorrow night at the Collins home. And it's like an all-you-can-eat drink blowout, but the funds raised are going to benefit Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., which will go towards the Santa Store at this time of year. So all the proceeds will go towards that. Some of the proceeds will be going to Mission Texarkana. So it's actually covering two of our favorite nonprofits here. So Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. and Mission Texarkana will benefit from this. You've had Jeff's food before.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I came to Texarkana and I had some of his food and it is the best.
Yeah. You know, and of course, he's opened a couple of restaurants. Anytime you come to him and ask him to help with something that's a nonprofit, he's right there. It's like he gets excited about it. So we're going to miss him, but do take advantage and get some tickets. Help out Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. You're going to go to the dinner?
Yes, it's tomorrow night starting at 6.
Collins Home. At the Collins Home. That's not Pine Street. That's the street over. I'm going to have to look that up.
While you're still here, what's the phone number that they need to get a hold of you?
903-793-4357 or our main office is 903-794-4000.
And case of domestic violence in an emergency, 911.
Always first,
911. But if you're looking for support resources, those numbers for that.
Yes.
She just gave them.
I know. I was asking her to repeat.
Oh.
Okay. Crisis hotline number is 903-793-4357.
You okay?
I'm worried about you mainly. But once again, they do need donations of money or toys, preferably by about a week before the 18th of December, for 175 kids who are not being covered by any other agency. If they're going to get something, this is how they're going to get it.
Yeah, this is it.
And these are kids that are involved in families that have domestic violence that had been going on.
And is just super cool the way it is set up that the moms are coming in and shopping.
Right.
And able to provide for their children at Christmas. And it's the feeling that they get. You know, we're always worried about the kids. So this is just such a great cause. And we want to help any way we can. So if you'll come back as much as you need to between now and December. Let's talk about this and keep a running tally if you want.
Sounds good.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Miss Trinity.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.